Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Always pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H expert, Madeline Jones. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well. I sure hope you are.
I am.
Hope you had a great holiday, Madeline, and we're looking forward to a great 2025, and 4-H is your specialty. So with this new year, time to sign up again for 4-H. How do parents go about signing up their children for 4-H, Madeline?
Hey, that's a great question. So it is the first of the year. This is when we start our annual enrollment process. We use a system called 4-H Online. And this system just makes sure that we have all the basic information on your kiddos. So if they have allergies, if they have somebody special that needs to pick them up and so forth, that's what we use this for. So this is an annual enrollment system. So even if you happen to sign up in December, I know we had a lot in Yadkin that signed up in December, you still have to sign up again. The good news, though, your information is actually saved. So it takes a lot less time. So if you're new to 4-H, it takes about 10 minutes to sign up each kiddo. Just on average, if you are a returning person, you actually will take a little less time because, like I said, your information's saved. And the cool news about this is usually we have to wait a few weeks for our 4-H online enrollment to open up. However, it is now open. So anyone across the state is welcome to go ahead and join in. We do recommend that you try to sign up by January 31st, just so you stay tuned in to all the action going on in your county.
Terrific. Now, where do you sign up again, Madeline? How do you do that?
You sign up through 4-H Online, and you can do this by just Googling it. I always call it the Google machine.
Okay.
If you just type in the Google machine, you can look it right up. However, if you can't see it on that end, go ahead and go to Yadkin County Cooperative Extension's website, and we actually have a link for that as well on all of our newsletters for 4-H. So all you have to do is click that link, and you're ready to go.
Google machine, I like it. Madeline Jones is our guest with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about 4-H, so this is how we get the kids signed up. Now, does anybody else need to sign up on online at 4-H?
Yes, actually, all of our volunteers and extension staff have to sign up on 4-H online as well. So don't think you're alone, parents, having to sign up people. We have to do it, too. So we know your struggles. But we actually have to do a little bit more when we sign up. We have to go through some trainings. We actually have references that get checked every 3 years, and we also have a background check that gets checked every 3 years as well. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit more safe sending your kiddos with us, as that's what we keep in mind. We try to keep your kids' safety at our highest priority. So, yes, if you are a volunteer, make sure that you are signing up as well this year.
Speaking of volunteers, Madeline, are there needs for 4-H volunteers in Yadkin County?
Oh, my goodness. We're always needing volunteers. We love our 4-H clubs in Yadkin County. We actually only have two of them right now. So in our county, we're really hoping to gain some more 4-H club leaders. These are a little bit more what we call our full-time leaders. They commit to like an hour or two, or probably about 3 hours per month. Just trying to help us like program and offer their own programs for kids at their club meetings. This is kind of like a monthly thing that they would do. One of the things that we do have to look at is we do have to do the background checks, like we said before.
Right.
Have to go through a little bit of a questioning process. Anytime you're working with kids, we definitely want to keep them safe. So I hope that makes parents feel a little bit better too. But yes, we are looking for some people that are willing to be club leaders, maybe in our Forbush, Boonville, West Yadkin areas. We're kind of craving some 4-H action over there. But, hey, I get it. If you guys can't commit to a full-time club leader, we also have something called episodic volunteering. So that's where you can come in and just volunteer for, like, one program or two programs a year. One of our favorite episodic volunteering opportunities is an event called the Food Show. These judges get to try all kinds of food, and oh my goodness, these judges like to come back every year just because of that. So, yeah, we have have lots of volunteer opportunities in Yadkin. So if you have any desire, you definitely can contact me. I'm easily accessible through my phone number, which is 336-849-7908, or through my email, which is madeline_jones@ncsu.edu.
Well, Madeline, you actually answered my last question about how best to get in touch with you. And if you would reiterate that phone number before I let you go today, so people, if they do have questions, maybe you pique their interest today, they want to be a part of it, the number to call you would be?
Absolutely. So our number is 336-849-7908. But, hey, if you're not in Yadkin County, that's fine, too. Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity provider, so anyone's willing or is able to call us. You can do a simple Google search and find any of your counties. If you just do Cooperative Extension and then put your county name in, you'll be able to find your information for your 4-H agent as well.
Well, I know you're looking forward to a great year with 4-H in Yadkin County, and we certainly hope you will. And I know you put in the work. There's no question about that. Madeline Jones, thank you so very much for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you many more times during this year of 2025. And you have a great rest of the day.
Absolutely. You do the same.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here at 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.